once I met someone and they said to me, Krishna is an attention seeker. I said, what do you mean Krishna is an attention seeker? And then he quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishashi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. He said, Krishna is like a egomaniac. Krishna is saying, always think of me. Become my devotee. Offer everything to me. Offer obeisances to me. And then one day you will come to me. Then I explained to this person that actually Krishna accepts his devotee as even greater than himself. This is the theme that is coming out in the 12th chapter of the Gita. Because in the 12th chapter of the Gita, Krishna spends many, many verses explaining the glories of the devotees. Krishna values and honors his devotees so much that Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. Do you know that in those times, the person who was directing the chariot driver, because the sounds of the battlefield were so loud and they couldn't communicate by voice to the chariot driver, to indicate go right and go left, the person who was directing the chariot driver would kick them. So the person behind is kicking. If you want to go right, give him a kick on the right. And if you go left, give him a kick on the left. Krishna accepted such a position because of the love for his devotee. Once amongst a conference of people, they were trying to establish who is the greatest. So one person stood up and said, the sky is the greatest. It's everywhere. So then another person stood up and said, no, the sky is not the greatest because the clouds cover the sky. So the clouds are the greatest. Another person stood up and said, no, but the wind even moves the clouds. So the wind is the greatest. Then another person stood up and said, no, but the wind can be stopped by the mountain. So the mountain is the greatest. Another person stood up and said, no, but the mountain is held up by the earth. So the earth is the greatest. And then finally one learned person stood up and said, no, but who is holding up the earth? God. Therefore, God is the greatest. But then God appeared and God said, no, actually I am held within the heart of the devotee. And because the devotee is holding me, the devotee is even greater than me. In this way, in the 12th chapter, Krishna is explaining the glories of the Vaishnavas. In one Srimad Bhagavatam purport, Prabhupada writes that the association of Vaishnavas, of other devotees, is so powerful that one will be forcibly dragged to success. Even though sometimes we are wavering in our determination, even though sometimes we are inspired and not inspired, even though sometimes we are Krishna conscious and not Krishna conscious, if we stay with the devotees, then we will attain perfection because the devotees are very dear to Krishna. So when you go to India and you go particularly to Bombay, then the local trains are very well known for being overcrowded. In fact, overcrowded is an underestimate. So it's explained when you're on an overcrowded train on the Bombay local trains and you need to get off at the next station, there's one technique that you have to do. And that technique is that somehow or other you have to squeeze through and just position yourself in the right place. And then when the train stops, in fact, even before the train stops, everyone starts rushing off, and in that crowd of people, you go with them. You don't need to walk, they will carry you. So the association of devotees is just like that. Krishna says, my devotees, same bhakta priyaha. Krishna never says the karmi is very dear to me. Krishna never says in the Gita that the jnani is very dear to me. But in this chapter, Krishna says again and again, same bhakta priyaha. The devotee is very dear to me. And therefore, Krishna is extolling the glories of the Vaishnavas to remind us that we have to one day become such a Vaishnav. And in order to become such a Vaishnav, we have to associate with such Vaishnavas.